Let's pick up Trudy in Kansas City, and she's got a question about digesting grains. Are you there, Trudy?
Yes, hello. Thank you.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you, Dr. Marshall.
Okay.
Is there a food sensitivity involved? I am taking the ACLD.
Well, let me understand. What actually do you experience, Trudy?
Just indigestion and loose bowels. And
okay, well, let's slow down for me because I'm one of these males, you know, and you need to explain each step. When you say indigestion, do you have acid indigestion? You have burning? You have burping? You have swelling? What are your symptoms?
A little bit of gas and loose bowels and also increased heart rate.
Okay, well, none of those really suggest a digestive issue. They all sound like you may have a toxicity issue or you may have an allergic issue, but they're not a digestive issue by the sound of them, okay? So one of the sad things in America, and it's one of the reasons I'm not a big fan of American grains, is that when they're stored in a grain elevator and there's an infestation, the standard of care is to spray them with a mercury fumigant.
Mm.
So now when you eat this, you may have a reaction to mercury, which is a deadly poison.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to be able to desensitize you to a poison, okay? Only to a real food.
Mm.
Okay, so translated to English, is this when you eat a certain type of wheat, or what are we talking about? Every grain there is?
Wheat, can't eat oatmeal or wheat without these types of symptoms.
How about buckwheat? Can you eat that one?
And buckwheat, I haven't tried that in a long time.
Okay, how old a woman are you?
61.
Okay, and when did all this start for you?
Oh, this has been all my life.
Lifelong. Okay, good. You may have an issue, you know, with gluten and gluten sensitivity. And one of the things that's been shown in many of the gluten cases is that there's a bug in the intestine that is disrupting the normal digestion and ecology in such a way as to induce this gluten sensitivity. And when the bug's cleared, the sensitivity's gone, even 40, 50, 60 years later. How much do you weigh?
110.
Okay.
Between 110 and 115.
That's close enough. Don't worry. Okay. So what I would do here, the first thing I'd do is try some buckwheat, see how you react to that. I would test each of the grains, but if you live in Kansas City, you might want to visit a QRA practitioner, bring in your grains, and then what they could do is first test to see if the grain you're eating is toxic. If it is, we're not going to be able to help you. If the grain tests strong to 4 stress tabs, now bring it in your field and see if it makes the intestine weak. Okay, if it does, now we know we've got an issue. We can make a small vial, and we can desensitize you to it if it appears to be an allergic process. But my suspicion usually at your age is the most common thing we have, if it occurred at your age, would be digestion. But since you've had it lifelong, I really don't think, Trudy, this is a digestive issue at all. Okay?
Okay, I did have a test for mercury poisoning done about 10 years ago, and I was very, very high in mercury levels.
Okay,
and
well,
I thought it was because of the denture.
Most likely it's your dental work because you probably had silver fillings,
mm-hmm.
which really should be called mercury amalgams. That's what they are. And then at your age, you probably in your 40s or 50s began breaking those teeth, and they started putting crowns in your mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they do that, the crown is some porcelain over some metal, usually stainless steel or junk palladium. And so now we have a mixed toxic metal menagerie in the mouth, and now we have the mercury amalgams as well as all the other junk outgassing 80 times faster. Murray Vimy, a researcher in Canada, and others around the world have said no mammal can withstand that. So one of the things you need to do as fast as you can is try to get down to not more than one toxic metal in the mouth at a time. Okay, and so this means you may want to get a document we produce called Making the Right Dental Choice. And the problem with this document is more than you ever wanted to know about dental work, but certainly since we have been treated so poorly, in my opinion, by the American Dental Association, denying the toxicity and poisonous nature of mercury, it's very embarrassing to me, And I'm not a dentist, so I'm going to say I think they're completely out of line. And I'm going to tell you that they tell us they're planning to install a billion more of these junk mercury amalgams in the next 10 years. God help America. Okay? So you want to learn what to do, get down to one metal that'll help you. You can start on something called heavy metal nano detox. That'll help you to gradually bring this stuff out. But while you're doing it, first step always has to be to get your pH up so that you don't sequester these heavy metals deeper into the tissue. So you get a roll of pH paper, you get something called pH Trio with the aloe drink, and you use this guy to hold the pH. Then you begin working with heavy metal nano, and you can do that while you're still in, while they're still in your mouth. And then as you can, work your way to a one toxic metal or less in the mouth. But at one metal, the outgassing goes down 80-fold, so the body can really manage that a lot better than mixed metals and the 80 times increase in outgassing. Okay?
They were removed 10 years ago, and I thought because of the removal, it outgassed at that time. And
well, usually, if it was removed 10 years ago, you may be in a new kind of problem. And what happens is 10 years ago, they probably removed without a rubber dam. So that mercury is all over the body, usually all over the digestive tract. Mm-hmm. So now you probably need a QRA practitioner to figure out how to get the deeply sequestered mercury out. We can use Medi Body Packs, but more has to be done to get that junk out. But also, 10 years ago, they would have used composite restorations. Now, these composite restorations are very soft. So your tooth on the Vickers hardness scale is 300, but the composites on the Vickers hardness scale are between 30 and 100. Most of the old ones were 30. So now when you chew on them, they start breaking down quickly, and you may have a number of infections in those teeth as a result of the leakage, and you may need a QRA person to go through and see which teeth are dead, which teeth have a gum issue, which ones have a restoration issue. So you open Pandora's box when you get into these teeth. Okay, Trudy, thanks so much for your call. Bye now.
Okay.